Phoenix FM, it's Stand and Calling. We're here on the Saturday, backstage at Laundry Meadows. And I've just seen a fantastic set. And it happens to be, and I've got the three members of the band here as well. It was Toffees playing just up until 12:45, 15 minutes later, just calming down. First off, we've got Piers, Abby and Harley. Who should we talk to first? I'll tell you, let's go for Abby first, because you're the lead guitarist. You said yourself that was a proper workout, wasn't it? It was hot up there.
Oh yeah, it definitely was. I mean, when you've got amps cranked that loud and you've got lights behind you, and then the big black curtain as well behind you. It was a great vibe, but my word, was it like being in a sauna? Yeah, yeah. It was great though, loved it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And even more of a workout for Harley in some ways, because you're playing the drums. I mean, we just seen Mr. Motivator. It's that sort of thing that was going on there as well up at the main stage.
Yeah, I'd say I'm working harder than Mr. Motivator. I'm joking. Yeah, man, it's like you work up such a sweat, but at the same time you don't care because you're smiling and grinning and having a good time, and then there's sweat dripping into your eyes and it hurts at the same time. So, man, that's music though. It's amazing, but there's little bits of pain every now and then. No, but in all seriousness, loved it. Great workout, and I think I've lost a few pounds doing that, so yeah.
And I mean, it was a great set, and is that your usual set that you would be doing, or don't you generally just play half an hour?
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, we always have a different set list because we've got a couple hours worth of material. We're writing more at the moment as well, just a quick one there. But we always try and add in different songs that we didn't play at the last gig, just try and switch it up a bit, mostly for us, otherwise we get bored. And we always try and put in a different cover each time, just so people can hear something they might recognise.
Yeah, and I mean, moving on to the cover, times like these, which isn't easy to play on guitar, isn't easy to sing either, Piers. It's wow, you've got to have a decent vocal range and cope there.
Well, I hope we did it some justice. Yeah, anyway, absolutely. It's just going down from the kind of Barry Manilow and then going right up to the top. So but yeah, it's a good challenge, and we love Foo Fighters so much. They're such a much of a part of our DNA as a band, and also us as kids, you know. So when Taylor Hawkins sadly left us, we just thought we had to do something, and that was the first song I probably ever heard of theirs where I thought that song there is amazement, you know. And since then I listened to all of them, just incredible, you know.
But then playing bass, you've got to say to Abby, look, we've got to carry this off between us.
Yeah, that's the hard part, where you think, oh, this song's amazing, man, don't do a cover of that, you know. That is like, don't touch that one. But no, we go, yeah, we're overly confident, and hopefully we did it some justice anyway.
And I mean, you've got to be well rehearsed to be able to do that.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we try. No, we can't just wing it. No, we'd love to, but that's not really how it works. You have to be.
Yeah. You haven't invited me.
No, we didn't invite you because you smell. No, no, I mean, we always try and rehearse it. And if we get any other section that's a little bit iffy, we'd always just go back over it. It really makes sure we're polishing everything up. So then it's as little effort as possible we get on stage so we can just have fun, really. So that's what it's all about, really.
Absolutely. And that certainly came across. And I mean, there are serious points, as you say. You were singing that because of the passing of Taylor Hawkins. And obviously one of the influences, but between you all, that there's so many influences there. You describe it yourself as club rock then, really.
Yeah, we were just trying so hard. I mean, it started off with pop rock, and then we kind of went into just rock, and but the problem is that you say the words pop rock and people kind of just genre you straight away, whereas we want to do as much as we possibly can, a bit of electronic in there as well, so it's whatever really grasps us as we fancy going for at the time. So club rock, I think we just kind of called it that. It's like yeah, that sounds kind of cool, doesn't it, you know. It's all right until someone comes along and says, oh, that is so pretentious, you know. Who came up with that? I don't know who came up with that.
You've got a few good ideas though, because the whole merchandise thing, you've got a lot of merchandise anyway. I mean, lighters and, you know, all sorts of things there. You can buy a Toffees lighter just for a pound.
Yes you can, and they are produced in the Toffee sweatshop back at home. Me sat there at 1 a.m.
It works me to the bone.
But 2p an hour.
And you write all the music together, do you? I mean, is any one of you the main songwriter?
I mean, I think that some of the songs, it's usually the rule is that whoever kind of originates the idea has control over it and then goes forward like that. But I mean, we write in a number of different ways. You know, it's like when you see David Bowie or David Bowie, you know, he would always be changing up to remain fresh. So, you know, sometimes Abby will send me a guitar idea. Sometimes it's just a melody you have in your head. It can be anything, man. So it's hard to kind of put a finger on and say, oh, that's how we do it. because as I say, we just try and remain open and just play around and see what each of us likes, really. But we're doing that right now in the studio, aren't we?
Yeah.
Hey. Bouncing around ideas, and it's always great fun to do. Of course, rehearsing for all the shows we've got, but there's always that bit at the end of the rehearsal where it's like, should we work away? It's like, yeah, go on then.
By the way, where did you all meet? And were you all sort of instantly playing together then, or did it evolve in a different way?
So I was actually contacted through my Instagram. Our manager messaged me through Instagram, which is quite interesting because I don't post there often enough. I'm working on it though. She messaged me saying we need a female guitarist, and that's my USP, isn't it?
Well, but you're a good guitarist as well.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you very much. I'd like to think I am. Yeah, no, I do have a degree in guitar, so. Look at me showing off.
Sorry, you take the interview. You have the music degree.
No way. So I got contacted in September 2020 to basically come on audition. I was like, oh yeah, great. Been a band, especially after all the rubbish of 2020 and all that everything. I finished uni in 2020. Wasn't able to graduate. A bit of a downer, really. But then joining a band really was nice. And then I joined and I hit off with Piers straight away with musically. We were really gelling. It was going really well, and then
and drinking well,
hand in hand.
Absolutely, Piers's fault. Just saying. And then we found ourselves without a drummer earlier this year, and I happened to know Harley through one of the bands we'd been in previously, and I thought, well, he's probably. I just thought I'd drop him a line and say, would you like to join this band? Send it through the link to our Spotify, which you can also find obviously on Spotify at Toffees. And he came and auditioned, and instantly.
I said no less than 250,000. Per annum.
I'll give you a Kit Kat.
I'll give you a Kit Kat.
Yeah, all right then.
But he still hasn't had the Kit Kat yet. We're working on it.
And then we just gelled musically all together as a three. So we're a really tight power trio, I guess. We're not quite, like, I mean, you know.
And we enjoy it. I think that's the most important thing. When we get together, it doesn't feel like an effort. Sometimes when you play, you know, you just think, oh, I just want to get through this set. I want to finish and I'm done. But we actually, as soon as we started playing together, it just felt right, you know, and that doesn't happen very often.
We're very lucky that we all work together so well.
And that's exactly it, isn't it? It's such a labour of love. You don't get into music to feed your kids, you know?
No.
So it's like you're in a band because you love to be creating that music. And I mean, as the newest member here, as the baby of the band, I'm gonna get soppy, but I love the members as well. Like, and it's amazing to have a relationship where you get on with them so well and where the music is just so much fun.
It's been a great set and a great name for a band as well. I mean, who came up with Toffees?
I'm gonna just bypass that one. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm very grateful you said it like that. Usually I get, God, that's a name for a band. Who came up with that? And I usually say, well, no, you know, the guitarist has a mind of her own. I mean, off she goes.
Not me.
It was me, yeah, no.
You remember it, and it doesn't sound pretentious.
I think that, well, actually, that was exactly it, man.
Short and sweet. Hey, that's a pun there, short and sweet. Yeah. Hey! I didn't even think of that one. Sorry, I'm so sorry. I'm very good at dad jokes, despite not being a dad. Oh, dear.
Oh, my God. Usually he comes out with the puns as well. That's you.
Come on, I'll narrate it. Hello, we're Toffees, and it's short and sweet.
That would be a good intro when we play your record, though, wouldn't it?
He is visibly disgusted.
Oh, my God.
Oh, look, it's been great. And, I mean, you've got lots planned then, have you? Are you thinking how far ahead? I mean,
at the moment, we're just kind of thinking about the festival seasons, getting that out of the way. We're really looking forward to Wicked Hatham Fest, which is what's coming up next in Loughborough. But to be honest, we're just looking forward to kind of getting back in the studio together and getting some ideas and seeing what we feed off one another and see what we come out with. You know, that's the best thing when you think, oh, there wasn't an idea there to begin with. You sit down and suddenly there's something that never was about.
Great. And for anyone to find out more, it's toffeesofficial.co.uk, isn't it? Thanks very much. Thanks, Toffees.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for the short and sweet interview.
We love you. Bye.